This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series on godly discipline. And so we're talking about developing godly discipline in our lives. The Bible speaks a lot about the importance of discipline. Titus 2:11 says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, teaching us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in the present age." Galatians chapter 5 verse 23 says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, temperance, meekness, gentleness, and self-control." And again, self-control and discipline really are synonymous. So it's interesting, the last one in the list is self-control. And as you know, in a list, it's always easy to remember the first and the last on a list. You might forget the ones in between, but the first one God puts on that list of the fruit of the Spirit is love, and the last one, self-control. So if you remember nothing else, I think it does place an extra importance. Not that the others aren't important, of course they are, but anyway, either you are disciplined and therefore self-controlled, or you're under the control of something or someone else. In many instances, it's just the flesh. You can blame the devil all day long, but many times the biggest devil you're struggling with is your flesh. And we see in many instances, Jesus casts spirits out of people. These demonic entities desire to take up residence in you. So don't give place to the devil in your life. Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. And let me say this, you give place to the devil through lack of discipline. If you're undisciplined, you are giving place to the enemy. Matthew 12:43, "When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I'll return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it be with this wicked generation." You see, there is safety in discipline, because discipline will keep you when emotions or feelings would lead you to sin and destruction. Proverbs 16:32, "Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city." And Proverbs 25:28, "Like a city whose walls are broken down." Proverbs 25:28 in the NIV, "Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control." And the ESV, "A man without self-control is like a city broken down and left without walls." And so here, both these verses emphasize the importance of discipline, of self-control, and how that will keep you safe. Like Proverbs 16:32, "Better patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city." And so, again, it says it's better that you have self-control than that you have the strength and courage to take a city. And I think that's really interesting. And it continues by, in verse 28 of Proverbs 25, "Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control." So if you lack self-control, you're like a city whose walls have been broken through. And back in those days, a city without walls was indefensible. And so it was really just a matter of time before that city was conquered and destroyed. And in the same way, if you lack self-control, it doesn't matter what you accomplish, where you go, what you do, what you have, it's a matter of time before you're going to lose it all. Because self-control, or lack of self-control, a lack of discipline, leaves you vulnerable to the enemy. And so the Bible acknowledges that a person who lacks discipline or self-control is already in a compromised position, quite like onto an unprotected city. And destruction is really only a matter of time. Psalm 18 verse 35, "You've given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great." Because meekness isn't weakness, rather it's strength under control. Let me say that again. Meekness isn't weakness, rather it's strength under control. As men, God has made us physically stronger than women, but like all superheroes, you must learn to use this power for good and not for evil. To love and not to lust, to protect and not to abuse, to provide for your families. And so again, discipline is so important, and particularly for the man as the head of the home. If the man is lacking discipline, then that, you know, it goes from the head down. If you're a disciplined person, particularly as a father, if you're disciplined, really, I in some ways I think that's even more important than giving discipline. Whatever form that takes, you do have responsibility as a father to discipline your children, to teach them up the right way. I mean, something as simple as teaching my kids to drive. I've taught my first son to drive, and he's passed his test, thankfully, and that's great. And now I'm teaching my second oldest, little girl, and she's going to do her test in a few months, and just believing she'll pass as well. But I'm disciplining them. I'm correcting them when they're making mistakes driving. And I believe that's part of my job. I'm there to help them. But as I've been doing all my life, along with my wife, you know, we've done our best to correct them and to teach them how to behave. I think a lot of this wokeness, to be quite honest, is rooted in kids who were never corrected. A generation where everybody got a participation medal. And so a lot of these adults were children who nobody ever said no to them. And unfortunately, you know, they're living in this delusion where, you know, they feel that the world rotates around them when it doesn't. And so that's, you know, that's certainly something to bear in mind. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way in which they shall go. When they're old, they won't turn from it. And, you know, that is a mandate given to every parent, is to discipline your children in the ways of God, to train them up in the way in which they shall go. Discipline means we're there to train them. We're there to help them, to correct them, to guide them, so that they're not going to be making, you know, mistakes when they're older, so that they will know right from wrong. This is, you know, a divine mandate given to parents, is to discipline your children. And yet the greatest discipline that really can be given, in my opinion, is the example of a life lived for God, a godly life lived for Jesus Christ. Because children will do what you do, not what you say. And if we are not living it ourselves, then it's very difficult for us to tell them to do it, you know. And so your children can argue with you, and invariably, particularly in the teenage years, you will encounter some of that. I don't think we should, you know, over magnify that either. I think sometimes people are expecting all sorts of problems from their teenagers. But I think if you've done your job properly in the younger years, it certainly mitigates a lot of the challenges you'll have in the teenage years, because you've trained them up in the way in which they shall go. You've trained them to obey your voice. You've trained them to receive correction. You've trained them to take it, you know, in a positive way, in a healthy way, and not. It is important that they learn to be corrected, because what it does is it makes them realize, I don't know it all. I'm the child, they're the adult. It makes them realize that they have to learn, and that they have to adjust their behavior. Certainly my little girl, my oldest girl, was quite strong-willed, and at times she would stomp her foot and give you a little bit of attitude. And yes, it was very, very cute when a small little person looking up at you with defiance. As hard as it was to correct her, I had to, because my wife was watching me. But also I understood that if I didn't correct her at that age, by the time she got to teenage years, you're going to have no control whatsoever over them. And so, again, discipline is very, very important. Godly discipline. Discipline in love. But again, it has to be discipline that we walk in ourselves. Nothing worse than the hypocrisy of saying, do as I say, not as I do. Glory to God. I hope this helped you. And praise God. Let's become disciplined people by God's grace, for God's glory. In Jesus' mighty name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series on godly discipline.